I grow happiness under my feet. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. I grow happiness under my feet. Well, that's great. I was thinking how I can have stones in my garden to keep Rex from digging down into the garden and trying to get the people who live down below there, you know, the little gremlins and so forth. And so I could put those stones there, which will keep the plants and help them to grow. Now, I grow happiness under my feet. What constitutes happiness? Happiness is when we feel good inside ourselves. Happiness is when we feel that life is worth living. Happiness is when we don't feel any pain. Happiness is when we don't feel any irritations or any uptightnesses about anything in the world. We just are happiness. Oh, hey, that's a good definition for happiness. Should I tell you what it is?
Yeah.
Happiness is minding my own business. You know? Happiness is minding my own business. You know, Ellen was just playfully playing around with the idea that they should have really had a vice pope, someone to act as the interim pope while the old pope is out and the new pope's coming in, you know. And I said, Ellen, that's a very noble thought, but that's none of your business. She said, well, I can think about it if I want. That's right. But why not think about things that make you happy? Now, does it make any difference at all to you whether they have a vice pope in the Catholic Church? A pope of vice, you know, who knows all about vice? You know what vice is?
Yeah.
Okay, or does it make you happy that the old pope is still alive or dead? Mucknicks. It's his choice. And you bless him, just like you bless anyone who moves to another dimension, or anyone who stays on this dimension. Okay, now, what constitutes happiness? Happiness is when you're thinking thoughts that delight you, that sparkle your mind, that make you feel, hey, the world is wonderful. Everything is great. Everything is beautiful. That's happiness. Now, how can you have happiness in your life if you have unhappy thoughts? How can you have happiness in your life if you have thoughts in your life that say, oh dear, I wonder if I'll pay the bills. Oh dear, I wonder if there'll be enough to send presents to everybody. My wife is a strange nut. She's we've been separated, divorced now since 1972, something like that. And every once in a while she says she needs something, you know. And so I'm there to give her a little hand. And then after she's done, then she writes and says, oh, it was so wonderful. I gave a present to this grandchild and that nephew and niece and stuff like that and to my son and so on. I said, hey, you were supposed to be spending that for your teeth. You're supposed to be spending that for this, that, and the other thing, you know. Oh, well, it was gave me more happiness to buy a gift for them than to take care of my teeth. And I thought, you are a wonderful lady. You are a wonderful lady. However, if it gives you happiness buying things for your nieces and nephews and your son, our son, why don't I just buy for our son ourselves and get the happiness too? I mean, I get the happiness in giving it to you, but then I could get the happiness of having it from them because you're not as effusive a person as they might be, you know. Oh, Dad, thanks a lot. Oh, Dad, that's just what I want. And she says, thank you. You know, and you don't get excited about your thank yous, you know. Not that you have to do that, but it does encourage more giving. You know? Now, what is this all about? I grow happiness under my feet. Wherever I walk in life, wherever I go, I enjoy happiness. I told you about some of the things when I was a kid, how I'd go around the neighborhood just having a ball. And it was tough times. Money was short and other things were a problem. Even though we lived in big houses and we had all sorts of neat things. Money just was not so abundant. But every place I would go, I would bring happiness. And you know what the housewives would do? At every place I went, they thought, let's sweeten that happiness boy. And they'd give me a handful of brown sugar. Now, that was so delicious, I tell you. It wasn't a big handful, you can be sure. It was just like a teaspoonful. But it was so wonderful, because I didn't have any money to buy any candy or any treats or anything else like that. And so that was good. A little later, that's when I was 6, 7, and 8 years old. But a little later, I became an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And I was able to bring money out of nothing. And it was lots of fun. It was lots of fun. But I grow happiness under my feet. Wherever I went, I brought happiness. Now, wherever you go, do you bring happiness? If you see a person that you hate with all your heart and soul and being, and that person has a lovely thing happen to them, the doctor says, hey, misdiagnosis, you haven't got cancer. Can you go to that person and say, I am so happy to hear for you that you don't have cancer. I'm so happy for you. It just makes me feel, you hate me. Why are you saying it's so happy? I don't hate that much. I love having good things happen to people. And I'm so happy for you. And they say, well, gee, thanks a lot. Won't you come in and have a cup of coffee and black forest chocolate cake? Oh, don't ask me twice. I'm here. Or you could ask me twice, too. That's nice, too. So we go in the house. We have a piece of black forest chocolate cake and ice cream and coffee. And we're sitting there talking. And the conversation comes up. What did I do that made you dislike me so, you know? I don't know. I just always disliked you. Well, did I do something that I can change? Because, I mean, I don't like you to dislike me because I think you're a nice person. Well, I think you're a nice person, too. Well, what do you think made me dislike you? You know, well, the only thing that I can think that made you dislike me was when I had it up to here of my family and I disappeared for a couple weeks. And I guess everybody hated me. And everybody thought I was just terrible for abandoning my family and doing that. And I was. I was terrible. But I woke up and I realized I had all my happiness behind me in my family. And so I went back to my family and the happiness was still waiting for me. They had never abandoned me, even though I abandoned them. And what a lesson I learned. Oh my goodness, you know. And I feel so good. Hey, you know, you're a cool guy. I can't dislike you anymore. Let's have another piece of chocolate cake. But you see, I grow happiness under my feet. Wherever I go, wherever you go, and of course I'm talking about me, wherever I go, I don't bring up the past. I don't bring up the future. I bring up the present and saying how wonderful it is to live in the present. Isn't it wonderful to have that wonderful... Man, where'd you get those lovely shoes? You know? And, you know, I never noticed you wearing socks. You're always wearing shoes without socks. Don't you like socks? He says, no, not particularly. Don't you have any socks? Yeah, I got a couple drawers full of them. Everybody thinks I should have socks, so they give me socks. But I just don't like to wear socks. I don't like to wear underwear. I don't like to wear socks. I just like to wear my clothes. But don't you soil them? Don't you make a mess out of them by not wearing socks when you have your feet sweating and stuff like that? Well, my feet don't sweat. I don't have them sweat. I don't want them to sweat. My feet do normal things, but they don't sweat. And my body doesn't sweat, and I don't have spotting in my clothing because I just live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And I'm happiness wherever I go. Hey, that's neat. That's neat. And there's a symbol there, isn't it? Yeah. The symbol is that my temple is the temple of the living God, and it's always perfect, and it's always pure, and always beautiful. Well, gee, you know, if you had told me that, I wouldn't have felt so sorry for you not having socks. I just bought a couple of pair for you. I was going to give you today. Well, you keep them and you wear them. And I thank you very much for your lovely gesture. But, you know, I know when I give seminars and I'm sitting up in front of people in a very formal circumstance with no socks on, people look at me and they think, what's the matter with that old man? He didn't have any socks, you know. And I have a casual shirt, so people buy me shirts in our seminars. They buy me shirts, and they buy me socks, and they buy me all sorts of things. Oh, they want to take care of me, I tell you. And that's lovely. But to think that makes them happy in the now. And it makes me happy not wearing them, you know. And so that's really what it's all about.
Everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy. And I grow happiness under my feet in whatever I do, wherever I am, however I think, and I just grow happiness there. Now, are you growing happiness under your feet? Are you growing happiness in the circumstances that make you feel good? Are you growing happiness under every talk that you give and every person that you talk to and every word that you speak? Are you growing happiness under every action that you do? When you give Rex a big snuggle, do you feel happy?
Mm,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Why? Because he is so lovable. And see, that's the point. He is just he doesn't ask for it, doesn't need it, doesn't want it. He enjoys it thoroughly. But you and I, we could be like our wonderful golden retriever Rex here. He just loves it. And you feel that. When you give him a hug, he just stands there and says, go on, there's no rush, there's no hurry. And he even stops what he's doing. And I enjoy watching him when I give him a treat. We're out on the mountaintop, and all of a sudden he'll hear something. And he'll stop chewing so that he can hear better. Because if he's chewing, as you know, he cannot hear too well. So he stops chewing, and he turns his head this way and that way. He's looking around, checking to see what's out there, and he says, okay. And then goes out chewing. And I know a number of times we stopped at the side of the road, he did, and he was looking in the bushes, and he was looking like this, tail straight out, and later on I found out what it was, but tail straight out and looking around, and then all of a sudden, it wasn't very interesting, so he turned around, went to the other side of the road, and wandered around. And then we went up the trail a little further, and here we found the neighbor dog, a great big multi-mixture dog, German Shepherd, predominant, you know, but just everything else in there too. And he was standing there, and he was on top of a bunch of bushes. And he looked at me, I waved to him, and I said, hi, guy, you're welcome to visit our property anytime you want. And he smiled and shook his tail. And I said, Rex, you can say hello to him, but remember, you're walking with me now. And so Rex went, talking to the guy, you know, trying to get him to respond. And I didn't stay to see whether he responded. But I kind of think that they made terms with each other. And then a few minutes later, Rex was bouncing along my side. I gave him another treat because he had acted so well. Mm-hmm. He had acted so gentlemanly, and he had happiness under his feet. And it was great. Mm-hmm. But you see, this is what life is all about. Living with happiness under your feet. That's our zippity-doo-dah song, you know. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and a little brown maverick is winking her eye. Oh, what a beautiful morning. You see, this is how we want to live. And it's not being rich with money. It's not being rich with a super-duper body, an Arnold Schwarzenegger body or something like that. It's just being healthy and happy and not being able to say where one part of your body is because it's not drawing itself to your attention. You cannot tell where your eyes are. You cannot tell where your toes are until you stop and think about it. Mm-hmm. You cannot tell where your back is, you know, until you stop to think about it. Because you're living in this very high, beautiful state. state of consciousness. Yes, indeed, I grow happiness under my feet because of one simple thing. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love me.